Cori Bush's book sold 70 times fewer copies in week one than Donald Trump's book sold. By Ethan Lechtman on October 22, 2022. Far-left Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, released her debut book at the beginning of the month but could only sell a measly 729 copies in its first week. The New York Post reported, citing industry tracker NPD Book Scan. In comparison, former President Donald Trump's book, Our Journey Together, flew off the shelves in December 2021, selling more than 50,000 copies in just its first week, including over 9,000 copies within the first 24 hours of announcing the book. Winning Team Publishing President Sergio Gore noted that the book was so popular, the company could not keep up with the demand. Bush's book, The Forerunner, A Story of Pain and Perseverance in America, fared even worse the following week, as she could only sell 288 copies in the second week after release. The book is a memoir that describes how she became an activist and eventually a representative following the Ferguson riots in 2014, which she claimed gave her PTSD. "When I wasn't in Ferguson, Mo, I would still see armored vehicles, even when they were not there. At random moments in the day, I would smell tear gas, even when none had been sprayed," she wrote via the Post. She released her book on October 4. The Black Lives Matter, BLM, supporter, who has been adopted into the Squad Progressive Group, is not as popular as she thought she was, according to someone who used to work with Bush. "It's not the book. It's just there's a lack of interest in her. She just hasn't built a strong enough brand to sell books yet," the individual told the Post. A financial disclosure report shows that Bush received an advance of at least $50,000 for her book. The freshman representative has a well-documented history of stoking racial divisions, claiming the BLM riots only occurred because the United States is racist AF and that July 4th is only for white people because black people still aren't free. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.